And welcome to another episode of The Unfinished Cubby. With me today is Ken Attard. And I think we're going to talk a little bit about your ARC method or ARC method, and which is, well, I won't try and say it further than that. I'll say, Ken, thanks very much for joining me.
My pleasure. It's absolutely a pleasure to be here. And thanks for having me.
Cool. And yeah, we were just talking, and you're in Malta.
That's correct. I am based here. I'm originally from Canada, but I have been based here in Malta now for the last, I believe we're going on 2 years. I think I lost you for a second.
Yeah. The connection went a little bit there. Back. How many years in Malta? It just went a little bit.
So I've been in Malta for now for 42 years.
I thought that's what you said, actually. Wow. Okay. So quite a while.
Yeah, exactly. So I've been here for quite a while. So obviously, I obviously like something here. So But basically, my parents are both Maltese, and they had decided to come. I think my dad decided that after 16 years in Canada, he just didn't want to shovel any more snow and decided he wanted to go where the sun shines 300 days a year. So lo and behold, I found myself in Malta. Not that I have no, obviously I'm still here, so I have absolutely no regrets whatsoever. I'm actually on its sister island in Gozo, which is, just to give people an idea, Malta is about 120 square miles in total. And Gozo, which is one of the sister islands, it's an archipelago. So is actually like 60 square miles, and I like to get there.
Lovely.
I get some quiet time and get some inspiration. Actually, I really enjoy it. So, yeah. Fantastic. So that's where I am right now.
Cool. And Ken, you're an entrepreneur, and you're an entrepreneur who helps other entrepreneurs.
Correct. I am. Basically, I help frustrated entrepreneurs to adapt and pivot their business. Using what you've already mentioned, the proprietary ARC method, basically this enables them to have more time freedom, guaranteed. And so basically I'm a mindset consultant, and I'm an entrepreneur. I've been an entrepreneur for over 20 years, and I've been delving in personal development for over 17, 18 years as well. And so I've been sort of like through some of the ups and downs that an entrepreneur tends to go through. Having some, you know, great moments in business, and also having some what we would call, let's say, disastrous moments, or rather from a mindset point of view, we start to look at, you know, moments of growth. Mm-hmm. Although at that point in time, it doesn't appear like that, right? And what I've you know, one of the major messages that I'm out to get across to entrepreneurs. And I've decided to work with entrepreneurs for a specific reason. So like I said, I've been delving in personal development for over 18 years. And I've done coaching here and there and one-on-one coaching, but it was only very much sort of like in the background, if you want to call it. It was sort of like on the side. I've had other businesses. I've been in retail. I have a promotional merchandise business as well. But like towards the end of 2019, I sort of made a decision and said, you know what, I really just want to get out there more and get in front of more people just to get a message across. And I founded something called Mindset Malta, which was just basically a very generic Facebook group where I was just putting up some live videos and just offering some insights. And in general, and then lo and behold, 2020 came around and we all know what that brought with it. We don't even want to go there. I just shifted my focus completely because I made a decision and I said, you know, at that point in time, I was still focusing very much on my promotional merchandise business, which was my core business, my major source of income. And I said to myself, you know what, I never want to have an outside circumstance ever stop me again in my tracks and with regards to my business. So I just shifted completely, adapted, pivoted completely into mindset consulting, which I had been doing, but I just got very, very focused on it, started to learn a lot more about how I could, you know, potentially market myself as well and get out there. Hence, one of the reasons I find myself in front of you here, Chris, is that I do want to get in front of more audiences. And I decided to work specifically with entrepreneurs because I have that experience. I know how amazing the experience was for me, that even though I was going through some challenging times, it was only because of mindset that it really helped me to move out of those quicker. And also, I really want to shift. Like I said, one of the major messages that I want to shift is this, is that many entrepreneurs have the belief, because this is how we're taught, that an entrepreneur's life needs to be a continuous struggle. It needs to be a tremendous amount of sacrifice, and it needs to be a continuous sacrifice. And, you know, it's taught. It's literally taught, and we hear it over and over. And, you know, from great teachers who have the best of intentions without a doubt, because I don't mean to discredit anybody. But the fact of the matter is that that just is a program that gets instilled into many entrepreneurs. So they start out as an entrepreneur already with the thought process that, you know, this is going to be a sacrifice, that, you know, potentially I'm not going to be able to see my family, you know, as much as I'd like to, that potentially, you know, I'm going to have to go through, you know, a ton of sacrifices. I have to suffer through this. And all of a sudden, you know, things just get so complicated. Whereas really and truly, as an entrepreneur, I'm out to tell you, I'm out to shatter that belief completely, that you can have an entrepreneurial lifestyle that can be fun, can be fulfilling, can be easygoing and flowing. And I'm not saying that you're not going to have your challenges. Let's make that very clear. I'm not saying that you're not going to have your challenges. And as I said previously, those challenges are going to be there because that's where you are going to grow. But if we were to look at success and what a lot of people consider success, and there are many different definitions and everybody has their, let's say, their perspective on it. But one of the things that I think that is essential for an entrepreneur to understand, or anybody who is moving towards success, and, you know, success is not something you're going to pick off the shelf and you have it today and you have it for the rest of your life. Success is it's a journey, without a doubt. As cliche as it sounds, that it's all in the journey, it's the truth. And the fact of the matter is that, you know, when, for me, success a lot of times is when you can sway through your shit, through all the challenges, and at the same time can be smiling and laughing and enjoying that process. Now you're starting to tap into what I really consider what success is. Because you are going to have your challenges, like I said, but if you can laugh through that, and if you can smile through that, and you can still have fun and you can still enjoy yourself and all of those wonderful things, then you're really starting to tap into success. And that's the way I look at it. That's what I really want to shift, is that the minute you have the belief that it has to be a sacrifice, it will be. The minute you have the belief that it has to be a struggle, it will be. I mean, it's you know, just as, I don't know, Henry Ford said, you know, whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, you're right. And if you think it's a struggle, then you're right. It's, life is a self-fulfilling prophecy. And as you see it, it will be. I mean, it's as simple as that. And this is what I really want to shift with entrepreneurs, is that it can be that. I mean, think about why an entrepreneur started his business or her business. Most entrepreneurs start their business because they think they have a great idea that they want to present to the market. They want to present, whether that be a local market, whether it be the world. And they start out with that premise that they have this. And the reason they want it is because they want the abundance. They want to make the money that they truly believe they deserve to make. And ultimately, they want that so they can have the freedom. Mm. And that's what they do. Yet, somewhere down the line, many entrepreneurs find themselves working 12, 14, 16-hour days. And not because that's a horrendous thing or anything like that. When it's very limited, you know, you have a particular week where you really need to get through something particular, and maybe you have to put in those particular hours. But when that becomes the norm, when that becomes how you live your life always, which basically means that you're living your life for your business. Mm. You know, so, you know, I like to say, you know, are you living your life for your business, or are you in the business of living?
Mm.
And I think a lot of entrepreneurs start to miss that.
Absolutely. And look, I'm personally interested to know more. I've had my own business for 10 years.
Right.
And, my work, my business is software development. That's kind of what I've done for my whole career. And I it's actually when I became a father, I went, all right, I want to sort of have a bit more control. And look, it was always a focus for me that I wanted to have like freedom and time with my kids. And it has afforded me that, certainly. But I definitely, so this podcast is called The Unfinished Cubby, right? And the theme of it is the challenge of juggling, so many things in life. And something that I really struggle with, in my own company is that constant trade-off. This is a mindset I certainly have, between money or time. Like,
right.
And as much as I, would like to be a product business, right? Where I've got kind of software as a service and things that I've created that bring in money. The reality has always been a really direct connection between number of hours I do and how much money's going in. And I'm always trying to just find that line. But what do you have to say to that as a mindset?
And, you know, it's exactly what I am talking about, and I understand your dilemma, and this is where it all starts, and this is why mindset is so important. So the way I like to put it is that you're doing exactly that, is that you're trading time for money. So essentially what you're saying is the more time you put in it, the more you're going to earn. The thing is this, that's only a belief system. So if I were to ask you, do you know anybody who isn't putting that amount of time and is actually earning as much or more? And probably you might know people who do that already, and you might know of people who do that. So my question would be, how come that's not? Yeah, exactly. So how come that's not you? And like I said, the reason being many times is mindset. And the first thing that we need to start off with is awareness. This is the first pillar of the ARC method that I talk about, is awareness. You see, most entrepreneurs, most people don't realize that there actually is a thought process that is going on. And when I say a thought process, it means that the results and the experiences that you are having in your life are a direct byproduct of the way you think. So the results and the experiences that you're having in your life are a direct byproduct. They're a byproduct. They're not byproduct of the way you are thinking. Now, the way you are thinking is having it affects your emotions, your feelings, the way you feel. So you think something good, you feel good. You think something bad, you feel bad. There are many who believe that it's the other way around, that I'm feeling bad, so now I'm thinking bad things. Now, that does happen, but what happens is you have a thought that's not great. It creates a bad feeling. That bad feeling creates more bad thoughts.
Absolutely.
But it essentially starts from the way you think. Now, those emotions, those feelings, those are affecting the actions and the behaviors that you carry out. So you're not feeling great today. So you're probably not going to have as productive a day as when you're feeling good. It affects the actions. It affects the behaviors that you take. And then those actions, behaviors affect the results and the experiences. So we need to go right back to the thinking and to switch that thinking. Now, the thing is this, that the thinking as well is affected by your beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, essentially what a belief is just a thought that's been thought over and over and over and over and over and over until it becomes a belief. And we have beliefs that are ingrained in us, and they're programs that are automatically running. So you're a software developer. They're programs that are running. Those have been installed. Those have been installed from when we're born to the age of seven. We have a lot of programs being installed in us by our parents, by the people around us, our teachers. Again, the people we surround ourselves around, what we're feeding our minds constantly, whether it's through any type of media, television, whatever it is, we're installing programs there, especially at a very young age. Now, parents, for the most part, have great intentions, yet they've learned their way as well. And they got their beliefs from wherever they got them as well. And sometimes they pass those on to us. Things like, you know, money doesn't grow on trees. You got to work really hard to earn your money. These are things that we take for granted that are truths, but they're not truths. They're just a perspective and the way we look at it. And so those beliefs need to be changed, need to be shifted. And the only way to do that is to go into the unconscious and start to change. So the awareness. So coming back to awareness, many entrepreneurs don't even realize they actually have this thought process going on. So they're living every day from day to day. One day is good. One day is not so good. One day is really great. The next day is horrible. It's just as it goes. There's no intentional purpose on the way they're thinking. So something as simple as waking up with, let's say, an intention of gratitude and just setting those intentions for the day and appreciation could just set the whole mood for the whole day. Yet you need to be aware of that. I mean, what you don't know, you don't know. It's as simple as that. If someone hasn't taught you, you just don't know. So this is it. Really just start with awareness and understanding that there is this process going on, and it's just beliefs, and you can start to change those. So, you know, time versus money, many people, that's just their belief, and that's what they believe has to happen. But if you shift that and you say, you know what, let me start. If you have that firm belief, you're never going to look at, or you're not even going to recognize the opportunities that potentially could be presented to you to actually shift that. Because I'm sure that maybe you've come across, or potentially have come across, opportunities where you could shift that, and you could actually spend less time doing something and actually earn more. But for some reason, your belief system got in the way, stopped you, and said, you know what, something as simple as, I know this seems too good to be true, for instance. And you just don't look at the opportunity. Also, remember, you know, we are vibrating beings. I mean, we're vibrating at a frequency. So whatever frequency that is what we bring into our life. It's as simple as that. So if I'm coming from a lack mentality, I'm lack mindset. So when I say lack mindset, you know, I don't believe that I can earn a lot of money in less time. That's just comes from a lack. I mean, lack sounds very harsh. I don't mean to be harsh. Versus an abundance mindset. So an abundant mindset, and a really cool tool to use is actually do you ever recognize? Because this is what happens. So a lot of times we're so ingrained in our, as an entrepreneur, for instance, we're so engrossed in the everyday tasks that need to be done. And all of the juggling, like you're saying, so I need to be doing this with my children now. I need to be taking care of this in my business. I need to be taking care of my relationship, with my partner at this point in time. I need to be giving more time to that. And it starts to become very, very, potentially very overwhelming. And we get so lost in that, that we're actually not seeing the abundance that's actually right in front of us. Which could be as simple as going out in nature for 15 minutes and looking at that abundance, because it connects us with something that we are a part of. So are we taking the time to do that? And one of the things with entrepreneurs, which is amazing, one of the first things that I tell entrepreneurs, because we're taught to, and this ties in exactly with what you're saying as well, Chris, is that as entrepreneurs, you attend any entrepreneurial event, you read entrepreneurial books, You listen to many teachers, and we hear so much about taking action, action, action. Go, you got to be going, you got to be going, you got to be going. Because if you're not going, someone else is going, and they're taking a piece of the pie away from you, right? Yeah. And I'm all for action. I have no problem with action. The thing is this, just because you're taking action doesn't necessarily mean that you're being efficient. There are a lot of people, there's a lot of entrepreneurs who are busy doing nothing. Mm. They're always busy, never have time for anything but their business. Never, I'm busy. Mm. I don't have time. I don't have time. Let's get together for a quick coffee. I don't have time. Let's get together and have a little chat. I don't have time. Always busy, always busy. So what's significantly different? What I have come to discover over the years as an entrepreneur is it's not about the action. It's about the inspired action.
Okay.
And the only way for you to have inspired action is to stop. One of the first things that I tell an entrepreneur who's going, 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 is you need to stop. Mm. You need to stop. And when you stop, stopping is an action in itself. Mm.
I absolutely agree with that. And that's something that that's been my direct experience. And I think it's the most important thing if a person wants to have transformational change in their life, to first, there needs to be the space. Whatever it takes to sort of, just get a bit of time to breathe and think and yeah.
Yeah. Essentially all it really is, and to simplify it, so we don't have to, and this is another thing I love to tell people, like, you know, a lot of people think mindset is something that is, like, it's not rocket science. You do not need to be a rocket scientist to start to implement and to start to understand. So all it is in this, you know, in this quiet time, this little stopping, a bit of quiet time, is so that you actually slow down your thinking process. Mm. And the reason you want to slow down your thinking is because you have so many thoughts going on every single day. It's calculated 7 to 80 thoughts going on every single day. But the amazing part is it's calculated that 90% of the thoughts you had yesterday, you're going to have them again today. And if they're unresourceful, it's really not moving you forward. Mm. So you really need to slow down so you can, exactly as you said, make space. So you slow down your thinking process so you can make space to tap into an energy that is much bigger than you, much higher than you. Call it whatever you'd like to call it. Some people like to call it God. Some people like to call it the divine. Some people like to call it source energy. You can call it whatever you want. You can call it Bob, Bill, John, Jane, whatever you'd like.
When you said divine, I thought you said the vine. And I was like, ooh, never heard it called that. Cool.
So tapping into that, and as you tap into that, this is where your inspiration comes from. Because everything you desire, everything you want, it's already there. Every single piece of software you've ever wanted to create, and I'll speak in let's say technological terms, and I am far from a techie person, okay? But let me explain it like this. Everything that you want to create, everything that you've ever wanted to create, everything that you're going to create, is somewhere over here in this cloud. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The old way of doing things was taking yourself from A to B. So taking myself from here to the cloud. Mm-hmm. The new way of doing things, as you use your mindset and start to understand this, and it's being proven scientifically as well now, is that you start to draw this cloud where everything you want is to you. It actually comes to you and you tap into it because it's there. So, you know, the ability to make mobile phones, for instance, has always been there. The technology to do it has always been there in this cloud. Someone just needed to tap into it.
Okay. Yep. And look, it sounds like I'm sure you're familiar with Abraham Hicks.
Absolutely.
What do we call that? The Secret? No, it's not The Secret.
No, not really The Secret. Well, The Secret, no.
The Secret was based on their work, wasn't it?
She was in the original version.
Okay. Yeah.
And then she took herself out of it for whatever. There were some reasons with regards, I think, proprietary rights and stuff like that. So yeah, it's absolutely.
Law of attraction.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
It absolutely ties in with that exactly. So, but just like, it's funny though, and it's funny how just like some people, the minute you mention God, they have a perception of that, and they can be either drawn to it or put off of it just because of the meaning that they've put on.
Yeah, for sure.
And very similar with law of attraction. People have their perception of it. Yes, they have their perception of it and they put a meaning on it and they can be drawn to it very much so, or they can move away from it very quickly as well. It's a truth. It's a law. It's really tapping into that. Like I said, it's and as you start to learn this, and again, it's not rocket science. The amazing thing is that most people, when it comes to mindset, okay, even entrepreneurs, and amazingly amongst the entrepreneurs as well. So when it comes to mindset, most people have heard about mindset in one way or another. For the most part, nowadays, with the amount of information that is available today, I mean, I can have more of information available to me today in one day than my grandparents could have had available to them in a lifetime.
Mm.
And if not more,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
I have all this information available to me. And most people have heard about mindset in one way or another. The amazing thing is this, is that most people, entrepreneurs included, suffer from what I call the triple U syndrome.
Okay.
U being the letter U.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes like this. They hear about mindset and they think, oh, wow, this is really interesting. I think I might dabble into this a bit. And they spend a day. They spend 2 days. They might spend a week. But they underrate it. That's the first U. They underrate it. So what do? They take it and they say, let me put it on the shelf over here. And you know what? It's interesting. And one day I'll come back to it. And because they do that, they underrate it. What happens is, they underestimate it, which is the second U. And again, they underestimate it and they just leave it back there. And because they underrate it and they underestimate it, they underutilize it, which is the third U. They just don't use it. They don't use it to their advantage. If I were to sit here right now, if I were to tell you that your mindset is your superpower. It will give you anything and everything that you desire in your life, be it money, be it relationships, be it your wealth, your health, anything that you desire in your life will come from the way you think and your perceptions and how you use your mindset. If I told you and you knew that for certain, would you leave it there on the shelf? Or would you bring it in front of you every single day? But I understand why this happens. And this takes us right back to beliefs. The only reason this happens is you still don't have a strong enough belief that mindset is your superpower.
Sure.
The minute you have that belief, you'll just bring it right in front of you.
Ken, can I ask you something else for my that I personally struggle with and always have, and that's because I do witness and experience that in my life very much my belief shaping what comes to me and many times you know, occasionally I'll journal or something like that, and it's wonderful to look back at something I've written 6 months ago and see that that's where I was and now I'm actually exactly where I wanted to be. But something that I really struggle with is knowing where I want to go, figuring out what I really want. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you have anything to speak to that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. All right. And you know what, Chris, the amazing thing is you're not on your own. Like, you know, what we want, first of all, what we want is going to vary from time to time. Like, do you still want the things that you wanted when you were as an 18-year-old? Do you still want those things now?
Yeah.
No. They change. Mm-hmm. They do change. And there's no harm in change. That's actually the second pillar of the ARC method is adapting.
Sure.
Is change. And going with the flow of change and accepting that change is going to happen, whether we like it or not, change is constant. It is happening. And when we can accept that change and we can and be more flowing with it, it just makes change much more easier. You know, knowing what we want, this is really interesting when it comes to, even when it comes to goal setting, right? It's something I've been dabbling in very recently as well, is that, you know, again, we're taught about setting goals and having those goals and what we want to strive for or move towards. Strive is a bit of a, is a bit of struggle.
Sure.
Yep. What do we want to move towards? What do we want to flow towards? And it's great to have the goals and all of those out there, even as far as, you know, what, you know, where do you want to see yourself in a year's time? Where would you like to see yourself in 2 years, 3 years, 4 years? And the clearer that is, the easier it is going to be for us to attain it. Now, when it comes to, at the same time, and this is the part that is really, really crucial when it comes to goals, at the same time, your future doesn't exist. Just like your past doesn't exist. It's done. It's finished. The only great thing about the past is it's done. And there may be some lessons we can learn from that. Otherwise, we really don't need to go back to the past. Mm-hmm. We can use it, like you said, to recognize, wow, look how far I've come. Which is amazing that you said that, because many people will not talk about how far they've come, but will only talk about how far they still have to go.
For sure.
How far they still have to go stops them from actually moving forward. Mm. It doesn't create a great feeling.
Yeah,
how far I still have to go creates a really, it's like, oh, I'm still here. Whereas, look how far I've come. That's amazing. I feel great. The thing is this, going too far, the future's non-existent, doesn't exist. The past doesn't exist. So we only have this particular moment. So as we're speaking, you and I, right now, we only have this moment. What I said a minute ago, it's done, it's finished, it's gone. We only have this moment. As we speak in this moment, everything's perfect. It's wonderful. Our life is great. And we only have this moment. So life is great.
Mm.
So many people get lost in looking into the future and what could happen. What if this happens?
Absolutely.
What if this happens? What if this happens? Oh my God, what if this happens? And 95% of it doesn't happen anyways. So they get so lost in it. So as much as I want to tell you, it is important to know what you do want. At the same time, it's living in this present moment.
Yeah.
It's recognizing the abundance that you have in your life this moment. It's recognizing the just really being in this moment. Because as you do that, you're creating the next moment.
Yeah.
So if I have a really good moment right now, I'm creating another great moment as I create another great moment. Now, as far as what you want, I mean, only you can determine that. I think what's really important for yourself and anybody, and including entrepreneurs, because this is another thing that happens to them as well, is that anything that you want is aligned with your values. So many entrepreneurs start out their business and, you know, they have certain values that they want to align with. So a value, like freedom is a value.
True.
So you say you want freedom, but your business, you're spending 16 hours a day in your business. Is that congruent with your values? No. So what does that start to do? It creates stress. It creates like no enjoyment. There's no enjoyment now, potentially.
Mm-hmm.
Now some entrepreneurs will tell me, you know, but you know what? I love my business. And that's why I spend so much time in it, which is fine. You can do that. If you truly love your business and you want to spend all that time, the thing is what you potentially could be missing out on is what are those things that really are truly important to you in your life? A great exercise for this a great exercise for this because, again, entrepreneurs can get lost in the identity of their business.
Mm.
So I actually did today, I was actually doing something today. I was recording a video today. And just, you know, if you right now, for some reason, and this is why it's so important to really align yourself, and it's about your relationship with yourself, which ultimately is going to be the most important relationship you will ever have in your life. Because if right now everything was taken away from you, so you no longer had your business, you no longer had the people in your life that are in your life, that you no longer had the car, the house, the all of those things that potentially you identify yourself with, could you still be happy? You don't have to answer right now, Chris. It's a big one.
It certainly is, yeah.
Could you still be happy? Now, a lot of people will say, you've just taken everything away from me. But this is a really important question because we lose ourselves in all of these identities. When you start to tap into who you truly are, who you really are, nothing outside of you will matter anymore. Everything outside of you is only the byproduct of what's happening inside of you. It's their byproducts. So you are very aligned and in connection and have a great relationship with yourself. You automatically are going to have byproducts that are reflected by that. So you will have great relationships in your life. You will have the abundance. You'll have all of that. Just notice everything that's happening in your life right now is a reflection of what's happening inside of you and the way you think. It's practice like anything else.
Yeah.
Right. So it's really important to, you know, so what do you want? You need to decide what you want. What is it you truly want from your life? And aligning that with the values you have.
Yeah, cool. I think that's an excellent answer. In particular, you're focusing on the present moment and what is
that's all you have
there. Yeah.
That's all you have. People miss this. When we're younger, we think we have all the time in the world.
Mm.
Even now, like I said, you know, we think we have all the time. Oh, I'll get around to it. And then, then you see a friend of yours, you know, drop dead. And all of a sudden you have this aha moment and go, holy crap, you know, I might not have as much time as I thought I had.
Yeah.
Maybe it's important for me to start looking at, you know, what is truly important to me in this lifetime. Even as an entrepreneur, you know, our business is essential for us without a doubt, because it's part of, you know, what we're building and what we're doing, you know. But are there other things in your life that are important to you, or are you just totally negating them? Mm-hmm. And potentially, you know, your business could potentially be something that is, this just popped into my head now, just potentially be something that is numbing you from everything else in your life. Mm-hmm. Just like a drug, just like alcohol. You know, you just lose yourself in your business because you don't want to look at the rest of your life.
Absolutely.
You don't want to look at how disastrous your relationships are right now. You don't want to look at all of these things in your life that, until you lose yourself in your business.
That's your safe place. Definitely. I think it can be a distraction as much as alcohol or drugs or what, you know, but it's a very socially acceptable one. It's very rare.
And again, it's just the identity you've created, right? It's the identity.
Yeah.
You've created.
Okay.
And that's, it's no different than a codependency with a partner.
Mm. Mm.
The minute they're out of the picture, all of a sudden, so I'll use an even more common example, which happens with many women, for instance, is that, you know, they've dedicated their life so much to their children, for instance, which I'm not saying that that's a bad thing or anything like that, far from it, but they've given it so much and they've neglected themselves so much and what's important, other things that are important to them, that then the minute that the children are out of the picture and the husband, existential for instance, crisis. Is lost in his work or whatever, in his stuff. His life has continued, and this goes vice versa as well. So I don't want to sound, you know, very like whatever. It goes the other way around as well. It can happen to the man as well. But now, this is very common with women. And now all of a sudden, the woman's asking herself, who the hell am I? Mm. Because my identity has been built completely around just my children and my family. Now, who am I?
And is that a part of the ARC method then, is kind of coming to know oneself?
Yeah, well, that's definitely part of it. So the ARC method has five pillars to it. I've mentioned two of them. The first one is awareness. Mm-hmm. Then there's adapting. Mm-hmm. Core. Uh-oh. To it is alignment, and then there's allowing. So
sorry.
Awareness, you know, is learning. It's the learning process. Oh.
The connection just went for a little bit then. Could I get you to repeat then?
Sure.
Yep.
Okay, so the ARC method is made up of five pillars.
Yep.
Yeah, so awareness, adapting, alignment, applying, mm-hmm. and allowing. So awareness is the learning process, adapting is change, alignment is connection, applying is action, inspired action, and allowing is trust.
Okay.
So throughout this the ARC method, through this whole process, anyone going through it will go through this whole process. It doesn't mean that we go through any particular in an exact order, that order there, because they're all interconnected. They're all interconnected, and the basis of it is alignment. Without a doubt, is connected to each and every one of them. So it is understanding that, and then obviously in connection with your business and in connection with ultimately having more time freedom, because if you're taking inspired action, it's going to save you a ton of time. Mm. Yeah. Ultimately, it's going to save you a ton of time because you're going to get new ideas. You're going to take action based on that inspiration that you're getting, not guessing, mm-hmm. and not, mm-hmm. you know, and not lose. So I like to use the example of a salesperson. You know, they don't have to go knocking on 100 doors to get one client. All of a sudden, you know, clients are actually reaching out to them.
Sure.
And you know, they're speaking with five clients and four of them are coming are buying. And again, it just saves you a ton of time, but it is about, it gets into a lot of things about, you know, like I said, alignment, about trust and trusting the process and understanding that really and truly, ultimately everything is always working out for you. Always.
Cool. And so the ARC method then, is it a kind of a packaged thing that you've got there, or is it actually like one-on-one counseling with you as well? How's it
work? Okay, so let me explain how that works. So the ARC method is within a program that I call the Inside Lane.
Okay.
Okay, so the ARC method is part of that program, which is called the Inside Lane. And the way I've done this, because I wanted it to be aligned with what I spoke about very much in the beginning, about the fact that I never wanted to be stopped in my tracks when it came to the business that I'm doing. So the program, first of all, it is a 12-month program. It's a one-year program. So, and the reason I've done a 12-month program is I'm really not interested in offering a Band-Aid. You know, I really want people to get this, to understand this, and to go through it, and to continue with it, because it's we are never going to arrive where we want to arrive. So, you know, you thinking about where you want to go, you're never going to arrive. It's because there's always going to be more. Mm-hmm. The minute you arrive somewhere, you go, what's next?
Sure.
And that's why it's so important, why the journey is so important, because if you are just so focused on arriving, and arriving is the epitome of your success, that means along the whole journey, you're never going to feel successful. You're never going to feel good about yourself because you haven't arrived. Mm-hmm. So this is why I did a 12-month program, because it's a continuous process, but I didn't want it to be a Band-Aid, like I said. So it is an online program that I do. And the way I do it is this. I have a weekly lesson every week, which is recorded. But the great thing is I've done it through an app. I'm using an app where the they receive the recorded message on the app. Mm-hmm. And then what I do is a live Q&A on Zoom every week.
Okay.
As cool. Well. So they can attend that. Oh, just a second. The internet just went, told me it was did. Unstable. Is it okay? We're good?
Yeah, okay. It is. Yeah. okay. And so do you... You take in a certain class size, sorry, not so size so much, but it's you run it from a month to...
So...
As in, it's not starting any particular time, but you'll start a year course on a given date.
No. So what I do is anybody can come into the program whenever they like.
Okay.
Anybody can come into the program because they will have access to the video lessons throughout the 12-month process. So they can go back and look at video one as many times as they like. They will also have access to the Q&A as well as many times as they like. So the great thing is with the app as well that I'm using is this, is which is really cool, is that if they have questions throughout the week, they can actually send a video message directly to me asking whatever question they'd like to get. And I will video message them back. So they're still getting that one-on-one interaction.
Cool.
Now, even better than this. So as they're doing this, whatever question they ask, other people in the group can see the question as well, and they can see my answer as well. Just as they, so what's happening is we're creating a mastermind well. Because you might ask a question, Chris, that could be very pertinent for someone else, and the answer I give could be useful to them. Then if there is something very personal, they do have an area where they can ask me a question and I would see it and I would reply to them on a personal level as well. Obviously, I set boundaries and all that because if people are just asking questions left, right, and center all day, that will be never ending. But so this is how the process works. And we go through the process throughout. So this means that anybody can come in at any given time. So on the Q&A, there could be people who have just started. There could be people who are 3 months in.
Gotcha.
This is something relatively new that I've started not so long ago. So being very transparent, I have no problem with that. I have two people in the group at this point in time.
Yeah.
I'm looking to engage at least another 10 by the end of the year minimum, and looking to take the group up to 2025.
And the person who's going to get the most from this is an entrepreneur who is busier than they want to be and trying to continue the business they love, but love it more and have time for their life as well.
Why am I looking at you, Chris? it's the entrepreneur. I'll tell you what, it's for up and coming entrepreneurs without a doubt as well. Mm-hmm. The simple reason is that if they get this information from a very early stage, they're going to shift their beliefs immediately. Mm-hmm. And they're going to move into an entrepreneurship that is going to be very much different than what anybody else would normally moves into. Also for seasoned entrepreneurs, just like you said, that are struggling with their time, freedom, without a doubt, this is perfect for them. Not only that, you know, time freedom is absolutely one of the start to learn, like I said, to be more abundant, to understand how they can actually create more wealth for themselves. And ultimately, if you can do more in less time, that means you're going to increase your profitability. So essentially, this is where it's going. And I truly believe that they're going to become a better human being from understanding this process. And this is why I wanted to work with entrepreneurs, is because if you start to understand this process and you change the way you think and you start to understand how brilliant you truly are, and you can pass this on to your employees or the people that you're surrounded with, and they start to do that as well, now we create a whole different culture within any type of business. And if we do that one person at a time, one business at a time, then we have a massive shift in consciousness worldwide as well.
Awesome. Cool. And where do we go to learn more to join?
So what I'd love to offer your guests right now is I have a free consumer educational guide. Awesome. I'd love to go. I talk about the triple U syndrome. I talk about the magic of stepping into the magic of entrepreneurship now, mm-hmm. right? Which is at success. Successful entrepreneur now, then they get a free consumer educational guide, and that's completely no obligation there. They will also continue to receive, as they opt in, I do send out an email. On average, once a week, I would love people to come into my program. I am not going to force anybody to do anything. And I always want it to be a match and a win-win situation for anybody it is that wants to come into the program. And if they want to, they can set up a call and we can have a conversation. If it's a match, I would love to have you in the program. I would love anybody who's interested, and we'll take it from there. And right now, you know, I'll be honest with you, I'm offering tremendous value for one year's membership. So it is a great time for anybody who's interested to get in.
Fantastic. Cool. Well, I'll get you to send me the link through via email or Podmatch or something, and I'll put that in the notes so that myself and anyone else who wants to can check that out.
That'll be wonderful.
Cool. And I think that's a good place to finish. Thank you so much for talking with me, and thank you especially. It did take a while to get the stars to align there.
Oh, no, but you know what? The amazing thing, and I'll, there's no need for apologies, first of all. But that's, you know, this is part of the process, like, of accepting these things, you know, because people can get upset or they could get angry. You just got to go with the flow of things. I'll be honest with you. This worked out even better because I'm in the afternoon here. Originally, I was going to be late at night. And you were going to be early in the morning. Yeah, yeah. And it worked out. It just worked out really smoothly. So you know what? This is part of the learning process where you learn to accept that, you know, everything just works out the way it needs to work out. And it's beautiful that way. And I truly appreciate the time that you gave me. And if ever I can be of some sort of, you know, assistance or anything like that, you please. Or you want to have me back, by all means, just reach out and we'll take it from there.
I definitely will. Cool. Thanks very much, Ken. Enjoy your afternoon.
Thank you, Chris. Take care.
Cheers. Ken.
Hey, Chris, how are you doing? Okay?
I'm good. I'm well. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. We made it.
Yeah. Hey, thank you very much for bearing with me. It took a little while to connect.
No problem. I appreciate it. I can understand. You're like at 5 a.m., right?
No. This is 9 p.m. here now.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We switched it. That was originally what it was going to be. Yeah, that's right. Oh, my God. I went back. That's right. Oh, yeah. Which actually works out better for both of us, I think.
Cool. So what time is it there now?
It is, we're going on 1 p.m. in the afternoon. Okay.
Yeah, cool. Nice. Cool.
So it's a good time.
You're in actually, shall we just...
That's right.
Start?
Yeah, sure.
We'll go. Cool. Hello and